so many times it seems like the refs, they're supposed to blow the whistle before the progress, and they don't. With that kind of guy, he could squirt out, and all of a sudden he's gone for 50 if you let up, you know, thinking the play's gone, right?
Yeah. So you definitely, you can't let up. You have to make sure, you know, I mean, you have to do it within the rules, but, you know, you can't just assume that he's down. You can't let up. You know, you have to try to make sure he gets down to the ground or you clearly hear the whistle.
What do you think the most difficult thing is about containing Russell Wilson, who moves the pocket very well and does make plays in that regard?
Because when you're rushing him, you can't just, you know, fly off the ball and, you know, go crazy and try to hit your best pass rush move, because you've got to, you know, have some lane integrity. So, you know, you keep it, keep him from scrambling and, you know, limit him to making big plays with his feet or prolonging the plays that makes it tougher in the secondary to cover.
See, join a crowd in the podcast.
That's fine.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
How much more of a passer has he become? It seems a lot of teams trying to keep Russell Wilson in the pocket, but he can also, you know, hit his receivers downfield. How much of a challenge is that for
you guys? It's big. You get a lot of quarterbacks that, you know, if they're a big-time scrambler, once they, you know, switch to scramble mode, you know, they're looking to run and get downfield. But, you know, with Wilson, you know, he'll get outside the pocket, he'll make people miss, and he's always looking downfield. And, you know, I guess with his baseball background, you know, he's got quick release and, you know, he's able to get rid of the ball, you know, sidearm different ways. And, you know, it's something that you just got to try, you know, as hard as you can, especially D-line, and keep him contained in the pocket and not let him, you know, get out, because it puts so much stress on the secondary.
You guys have done really well against the running game, and, of course, Marshawn Lynch is another challenge. You know, how important is it to all try and make Seattle one-dimensional?
It's huge, especially coming off of last week where, you know, we felt like that was, you know, probably our worst game against the run all year. And, you know, we didn't hold up as well as we'd like to. So, you know, this week's going to be a big challenge for us because we're going against, you know, another top back in the league and, you know, another team that likes to run the ball a lot. You know, not just him, but the quarterback too. So, you know, we've got to be assignment sound. You know, we have to be a whole lot better than we were last week and make sure we get, you know, back to the type of football we were playing against the run. You know,
is this a, like, a statement game for you guys a little bit, seeing where you are, where your season is now?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I think, you know, things haven't gone, you know, quite the way we wanted it to this year. You know, it's a lot of things to look at to get down on, but, you know, we have to focus on the positives and focus on, you know, what we can control from this point. And, you know, Seattle being, you know, possibly the best, if not one of the best teams in the league, you know, it'd be a huge statement game for us, you know, to come out and, you know, play well against them.
Colin, does it bother you guys at all that they're going to come in here and probably be looking around, thinking about the next time they come back and maybe in 6 weeks?
No, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all because it's something that, you know, they're putting themselves in a position to be able to think about that. You know, you can't get mad at that. Something that, you know, we should have done more to put ourselves in a position, you know, to get to that. So you can't be mad at that. Like I say, it's control what you can control, which is to come out and, you know, try to play the best game of the season this week.
Come on, Jay.
You know, take it from there.